This episode is brought to you by Windrose Recovery, a family of premier addiction treatment programs in southeastern Wisconsin. Privately owned, Windrose Recovery offers a full continuum of personalized care for those struggling with addiction, including the Manor for residential treatment, Midwest Detox for inpatient detoxification, and Windrose Counseling for outpatient treatment. With highly personalized treatment focused on trauma, Dr. Chantel Thomas and her expert team offer an authentic experience, creating the kind of deep emotional change that's crucial for long-term recovery. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Windrose Recovery at 414-409-5300. You can learn more about Windrose Recovery by clicking the link in the show notes or by visiting WindroseRecovery.com. Thank you for listening to The Path to Authenticity. My name's Tom Gentry. I think of the show as the opposite of small talk. You'll hear real conversations with real people who know who they are. We talk about what makes them who they are, how they became who they are, and how we might become truer expressions of who we are. To Authenticity proudly supports the I Speak Media Foundation, advancing media literacy education through an evolving series of outreach programs within the communities that need it most. For more information, visit ispeakmedia.org. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Just wanted to dip in here on New Year's Day and again, wish everyone a Happy New Year and just kind of check in a little bit. Had a little bit of a downer this week. Just kind of had trouble getting going. Just kind of over all this COVID stuff and disappointed that the holidays couldn't be a little bit more enjoyable. I mean, they were okay, but, you know, they could have been better. Had some really cool plans for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and they kind of got screwed up. With COVID related concerns. And, you know, I just kind of started out the week in a funk thinking about, you know, what I would rather be doing, whatever. But then yesterday, the morning of New Year's Eve, I woke up and kind of was doing my morning routine thing and, just kind of snapped out of it. I kind of made a connection with something I've been, you know, just connecting dots, personal growth stuff, and got a little jolt of energy. And one thing I did this week, you know, when the new year comes around, I'm not big on resolutions necessarily, but I do, you know, set some intentions and I get pretty motivated. And one of the things I wanted to be able to do in 2020, which I wasn't quite able to do, but I wanted to be able to make this, just give more time to this podcast and start to bring in a little bit of money with it. And, you know, I wasn't able to get that done this year, but I did make significant progress, you know, launched a new website. Almost the entire year, I had a sponsor for the show, which is huge for a podcast of this kind. You know, the website's really cool. I've done a lot with it. I've had a lot of input from all of the guests. They've been great about their participation, and it's been a really cool thing. But nonetheless, what I have really tried to do and what I think I've been able to do is improve the quality of the sound, the quality of the podcast, the, you know, I've really been intentional about trying to make it better. And, so this week I got really motivated and, started working on a project that I've been mulling over for a while, and got the power tools out and ripped out the shelving in this walk-in closet that I have and turned it into a little recording booth, which I'm in right now. And so the video I'm recording as I'm on Instagram Live and recording for audio only, you know, there's a nice looking backdrop to my liking anyway. And, you know, the room, the sound is controlled a little more. It sounds better. So, you know, I worked my tail off on that this week. And, you know, ended the year on a high note. So just wanted to kind of do a trial run with this thing today. I thought I'd do a little Happy New Year episode, get it out there for you guys. And at the same time as I record the audio, record video, post it on YouTube. I'm also doing the Instagram Live in this new recording space that I made. So that's that. So thank you for checking it out. Thanks for coming back. Got a great episode coming up on Tuesday with a philosopher in Western Ontario. Her name is Heather Stewart. So I'm going to wrap up that episode here after I finish this and get that ready to come out on Tuesday. Got a very old and dear friend of mine who's going to be on the podcast. We're going to record next week, so he'll be on the week after next. And a lot of good stuff I'm working on. So anyway, thank you for supporting the show. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, both at The Path to Authenticity. If you're interested in supplemental content, early releases of episodes, unedited interviews that I post as soon as I finish them, you can become a patron on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Every little bit helps and helps me to live the dream and turn this podcast into something more than it is and devote more time to it and enhance the quality of it. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast in that way, that's patreon.com/thepathtoauthenticity. Anyway, thank you guys. Hope you had a happy New Year's Eve, and I hope you have a happy and a prosperous 2021. Here's to all of our health. Happy New Year. Be nice.
I came from nowhere with no Player.
The path to authenticity is powered by Equivox. For digital marketing and web design services, visit Equivox.com.